Now when we come here to chapter 34, Zedekiah's captivity now is foretold. And I begin reading at verse 1 of chapter 34, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord. When Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth of his dominion, and all the people fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities thereof, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, go and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of his hand, but shall surely be taken and delivered into his hand, and thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with thee mouth to mouth, and thou shalt go to Babylon. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus saith the Lord to thee, thou shalt not die by the sword, but thou shalt die in peace, and with the burnings of thy father, the former kings which were before thee, so shall they burn odors for thee. And they will lament thee, saying, Ah, Lord, I have pronounced the word, saith the Lord. Then Jeremiah the prophet spake all these words unto Zedekiah king of Judah in Jerusalem, when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and against Azekah, for these defense cities remained of the cities of Judah. Now, he went on, because Zedekiah attempted to make a decree and make a covenant to give liberty to the people. Verse 8, this is the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord. After that, the king Zedekiah made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them. Now, he didn't make good that covenant. In verse 16 we read, But ye turn, that is, this man Zedekiah and those associated with him, but ye turned and polluted my name, or you profaned my name, and caused every man his servant, every man his handmaid, whom he'd set at liberty at their pleasure to return, and brought them into subjection to be unto you for servants and for handmaid. You see, the life of the child of God is what the world will always look at. Now this man, Zedekiah, pretended to bring liberty, and that's the way that ruler of Israel could demonstrate to the world he was different, that he served the living and true God, that he grant liberty to the people. Now, he doesn't make good, and that not only brings the king himself into disrepute, but it profanes the name of God. And I think God's name today and God's word is hurt more by those who profess to know him than by all the godless professors that we've got in our colleges today. I actually believe that those who name the name of Christ by their lives, they hurt the cause of Christ more than those that are outside. You have polluted my name, God says. You profane my name. Now, he says in verse 17, Therefore thus saith the Lord, Ye have not hearkened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I proclaim liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to famine, and I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me, when they cut the calf in twain and passed between the parts thereof. That's the way men made a contract in that day. They took a sacrifice, cut it in half, put half of the animal on one side, half on the other. Then they went between and joined hands, and that was like going before a notary. That's what Abraham did, you remember. God told him to get the sacrifices ready, and God made a covenant with him.